Today's liturgy gives us 4 points to meditate on. The first point is the thirst that inhabits us humans to reach out to God. In each one of us, there is a part of the spiritual, of the divine, which demands every day into consideration and nourishment. Look at closely Zacchaeus. In the heart of his life, so mingled with darkness, he is mysteriously attracted by the light. Let us also remember that Herod wanted to see Jesus. Likewise, on the eve of his passion, Greeks will want to see him. What's the lesson to remember this evening? The lesson is that man is made to see God and cannot be happy away from him. We must be said and repeated it over and over again. The human heart cannot be filled without God. It is a huge lie of the contemporary world to let people believe that they can fulfill their desires by themselves. Saint Augustine said it at the opening of the Confessions in famous words, always repeated. He said, "You have made us turn to you, Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in you." Confessions chapter 1, verse 1. Even if he does not recognize it, Zacchaeus is thirsty. He aspires to be fulfilled. His need for infinity cannot be satisfied with the finitude, even that of his great wealth. We too, brothers and sisters, let us recognize our thirst and hunger for God, for his divine life in us, for his presence in our hearts of men and women. Zacchaeus understood it well. He also understood that in order to respond to this attraction, he must take the necessary measures to overcome the obstacles. He climbs a sycamore tree to see who Jesus is, so as not to miss him. And this is our second point. We too need sycamore trees to get out of the obstacles in order to see Jesus. Sycamore of prayer and silence. Sycamore of the Word of God, where Christ continues to pass. Sycamore of the liturgy, which disposes our hearts. Sycamore of study, of theology, which brings us closer to the mysteries. Sycamore to the dating of saints. All this disposes us to grasp him in his passage, not to miss him. In reality, if we want to nurture our relationship with God, we must climb up. To avoid the noise around us that could prevent us from entering in communion with our Lord. This is what you understood, dear faithful in Christ, when you climbed this evening on the sycamore of the Eucharistic table. You left your occupations. You came here. It's your sycamore this evening. And you stay there so you don't miss the passage that Jesus wants to make this day. Yes, Jesus wants to pass this Sunday near your sycamore. In him, we have a God who comes to find man. In him, the one who taught himself unnoticed is seen. Here, Zacchaeus is not seen as a curious man sitting quietly on his tree, but he is seen as Zacchaeus, who seeks and is sought. Then Jesus said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly. I came down from heaven and became a man for you, to be with you, because I know that despite your sycamore tree, you cannot go up alone to me." Even better, brothers and sisters, in Jesus, we have a God who does more than see. He really takes a caring look at each of us. And this is the third point, the gaze of God, our Lord. Note well that Jesus raises his eyes to Zacchaeus. In other words, he is someone who decides to look at him and who does not look at him from above, but from below. It is said in the gospel that Jesus looks up. Of course, Jesus did not have to. He could pass by without seeing him, as many did with Zacchaeus, who had already suffered from it many times. Jesus looks up. To look up to someone, indeed, is to give him a certain consideration, and therefore to give him a little of being. Then we can understand the precipitation of Zacchaeus to get down from this tree. For once, he exists for himself and not for his appearance. He is not despised. He is not ridiculous, even perched on his tree. What a great opportunity for us to ask for the grace that we may, that the way we look at our brothers and sisters do not lock them in a definitive judgment, in a judgment that condemns. Let our eyes not be a look from above, which crushes, but from below, which raises. Yes, let us cultivate this look of Jesus. Jesus, who sees Zacchaeus, the sinner, the publican, as the crowd, but he contemplates in him the converted. The same Jesus who sees Simon, the fisherman of Tiberias, and who contemplates in him Peter, the pastor of the church. Jesus, who sees Mary Magdalene, a prostitute and sinner, and who contemplates in her the first witness of the resurrection. Jesus, who sees Saul, persecutor of Christians, and who contemplates in him Paul, the apostle of the nations. And finally, Jesus, who sees each one of us sinner and contemplates in us the call to holiness. And it is our fourth point, the call to receive Jesus in our home in order to receive from him holiness. Today, he said to Zacchaeus, I must go and remain with you. To remain is a verb that keeps coming up in the writings of St. John, the fourth evangelist. Remain in me as I remain in you. John 15, verse 4. If anyone loves me, we will come to him, my Father and I, and make our dwelling with him. John 14, 25. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. John 15, verse 5. This is the challenge, brothers and sisters, that Christ comes to remain in us, and that we may henceforth remain in him. It must be, says Jesus. That's what he wants for us, and that is what we desire, so that salvation may come to our homes, the homes of our hearts. For this, let us keep open the doors of our hearts and soul. Then Jesus will do the rest. Amen.